It was not botched. It was not bungled. It was not a blunder. It was not incompetence. It was not lack of knowledge. It was not spontaneous mass hysteria. The planning occurred in plain sight. The planning is still occurring in plain sight. The philanthropists bought the science. The modelers projected the lies. The testers concocted the crisis. The NGOs leased the academics.
COVID vaccines are now available for children.
The scientists fabricated the findings. The mouthpieces spewed the talking points.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The organizations declared the emergency.
The voluntary phase is over. It's time for mandates.
The governments erected the walls. The departments rewrote the rules.
If you have travel plans, there is one more thing to add to your packing list: proof of vaccination.
The governors quashed the rights. The politicians passed the laws. The bankers installed the control grid.
Individual carbon footprint tracker.
The stooges laundered the money. The DoD placed the orders.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain of function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DoD.
The corporations fulfilled the contracts.
Pfizer is making tons of money from its vaccine.
The regulators approved the solution. The laws shielded the contractors. The agencies ignored the signals.
She developed severe abdominal and chest pain.
The behemoths consolidated the media. The psychologists crafted the messaging.
Get the COVID vaccine.
The propagandists chanted the slogans. The fact chokers smeared the dissidents. The censors silenced the questioners.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, and you silenced those voices.
The jackboots stomped the dissenters.
We will shut you down, we will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail.
Screw your freedom.
The tyrants summoned, the puppeteers jerked, the puppets danced, the colluders implemented, the doctors ordered, the hospitals administered. The menticiders scripted, the bamboozles bleated, the totalitarianized bullied, the COVIDians tattled, the parents surrendered.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot.
The good citizens believed and forgot. This was calculated, this was formulated, this was focus grouped, this was articulated, this was manufactured, this was falsified, this was coerced, this was inflicted, this was denied.
Anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We were terrorized, we were isolated, we were gaslit.
You really need to get vaccinated.
We were dehumanized, we were wounded, we were killed. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it.
Our campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.